Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of The Todd Talks, your morning dose of whatever I want to talk about, delivered as is without any edits. It's Wednesday here in New York. It's been a few weeks now since the last episode. I think it was early July. A lot of moving pieces since then. Definitely have some great podcast ideas, episodes coming out in the next week. I'm going to have to hold myself to that, but yeah, a lot of moving pieces. Probably will get into that either in this episode or in a future episode that's soon to be released. But today, I want to focus on the idea of just experimentation, alchemy, chemistry. Not too much on the chemistry side, but more on the just trying new things side. Definitely brought this up a little bit in a previous episodes about I do like trying new things. I like to embrace change. You know, inhabit those characteristics of being like, does this work for me? Does this not work for me? Why doesn't it work for me? Finding the right thing. And the reason why this is top of mind is about a couple weeks ago at work, I mean at Google, I helped facilitate a applied empathy leadership session. I think I've mentioned applied empathy before, but it is this, I guess, practice or methodology that was developed by this strategy consulting firm called Sub Rosa. CEO is Michael Ventura. There is a podcast by the same name. That book that I just mentioned, Applied Empathy, was released in May. I ended up reading it in June after listening to an Ask Gary Vee show where Michael Ventura was the guest that was being interviewed and questioned. And in the book, it talks about these seven business empaths, you know, and how you can unlock them to really understand yourself and others. And, you know, you can have a little bit of all of them, but you tend to have certain traits more than others. I'll just quickly go through them and really explain why the alchemist I strongly relate to. So the seven are, quickly, the sage, inquirer, convener, alchemist, confidant, seeker, and cultivator. I'll quickly go through each one of those and what that means. So sage, someone who's like present, someone who really inhabits the here and now, you know, like helps bring people back to their ideas in the here and now. I'm not sure if I'm the best at that, but maybe you are. Inquirer, someone who really questions assumed truths. Really, I would say a good connector here would be the people that do the five whys, right? So, you know, when you're trying to uncover like the root of a problem or the root of an understanding, you ask why. Typically after five whys, you get to the real reason. And it's like, oh, like, why do you have your hair short? Because, I don't know, it's cooler in the summer. Okay, you know, whatever. And you know, going down that path. Convener, host, someone who does anticipate the needs of others, kind of sometimes have these qualities. Like, I think I am a good host generally, but sometimes, I don't know, I don't think I'm necessarily the best at it in a business setting. Like, oh, like, does this space look good? Or, you know, I don't necessarily have that eye all the time. Alchemist, experimenter. Again, I'm going to focus only on this one because I think this is really true to me. And unlocking this understanding has been very beneficial to me this month. Really understanding like, oh, this is how I operate. But yeah, someone who tests and learns at all costs, never afraid to fail for knowledge, confident that like work only comes from countless hours of experimentation. Definitely done this a lot throughout my work and throughout my life. Always curious, persistent, patient. But yeah, I'll get into that more in a minute. Then we have the confidant, someone who listens, observes, absorbs, does not necessarily talk. It's kind of someone who can be trusted. Again, I think I have some of this, not necessarily all the time in business, but I think I can be very good at listening. Obviously, I think it could be hard. Sometimes you do want to give a response, but I think, you know, I think everyone has a little bit of this, but I don't, again, it's not my necessarily my strongest suit of them all. Seeker, someone who's confident, fearless, someone who's always goes on new adventures, lives outside comfort zone. I definitely have parts of this as a result of my, I guess, affiliation towards experimenting, trying new things. But I don't think I would be, you know, on the extreme edge of being a dare or seeker, mainly because, like, not like a lot of new adventure does excite me. I think it's interesting, but not necessarily all the time. And then lastly, the cultivator, someone who intentionally helps you grow and nurture you, really committed to helping you develop your ideas. I think there are definitely a lot of people I know that are like this, and I think I work well with people who are cultivators. Again, a little bit of it, not necessarily my strong suit. So alchemy, why do I care? Try new things. Again, I think I've talked about like how I've tried new things and going through different like experimentations, how this podcast in and of itself is just an its own experience and trying it. I think, you know, for example, working out and how I've changed my workouts and how I've experimented with my workouts, how that's been going. So at this point now, like in July, I had to make some changes. So during the week, I only work out Wednesdays and Thursdays, and I do back-to-back classes. So Wednesdays today would be boxing and then a metabolic challenge. Thursdays would be boxing with a different instructor and then a kettlebells class. And then follow that up with Saturday, Sunday workouts, both those being the mornings, which is, again, that's been really going really well for me, being able to, you know, have something to look forward to in the morning, work out, then have the rest of the day to really do whatever I want. Also, then that's limited my want to go out super late on Fridays and Saturdays, as well as just, you know, just, you know, keep it cool, keep it calm, act like Friday and Saturday is just like any other day, executing efficiently throughout the day, even on weekends. Obviously, yeah, I spend some time doing maybe different things, but at the end of the day, still growing and trying, getting different things on the weekends, not just always sticking to the same thing over and over. Let's see. So yeah, so that's been going well. Those workout changes, something that I've really been doing. I didn't realize I was doing this, but I've been reading, or not necessarily reading, but listening to a book once a week. So even in the month of July, I've been just going through, I feel like I kind of go through like author by author. Like in May, I went through, or April to early June, I went through Gary Vee and all of his books, got that all done, all five in the month and a half. And then I was kind of like sporadic in June. Like I did, as I said, I did Michael Ventura's That Blind Empathy. I don't even remember some random other books, not a lot. I think June I scaled back, maybe like 2-3 total. July, starting the day before 4th of July, I've just been going after at least one book a week. So I've already done 4. These are all by Robert Greene. He's most known for The 48 Laws of Power. Currently on his 4th book, which is The 50th Law, which was co-authored by 50 Cent. I'll probably get into some of those like concepts in future episodes. Especially there's a quote by 50 Cent, Curtis Jackson, like called turning shit into sugar, or, you know, the I guess the euphemism for that would be turning lemons into lemonade, but I really do like shit into sugar better, because I think that it is a more potent statement and obviously a stronger statement. But again, I'll get into that in a minute, or not in a minute, but in a future episode. But yeah, so that, and then the other really cool thing I've been trying out is this app called Focus at Will. I only picked this up about a week ago because of a coworker that just talked about it. And basically, it's a music subscription service. It's $9.99 a month, or you can pay for like unlimited or an unlimited license, or, you know, a lifetime license. That can be done. I think it's almost like $250, almost $300, whatever, higher price point, of course. And what's great about it is, you know, as I said before, I love music, love consuming music, producing music. This Friday, I'm actually going to another music festival, Panorama, excited about. But what's cool about this music is that it's like manipulated a little bit, so it kind of takes out distracting elements and it helps you, I guess, focus better. I mean, it claims to make you 4 times more focused and productive. Definitely has made a positive effect. I think more than just like the placebo, I think it's actually been doing a great effect. Like every time I start listening to it, I do feel more focused and I'm able to like kind of like tune out distractions or want to distract and like try different things. You know, try like, oh, like I'm going to avoid doing this. I'm going to try this. Or like, oh, God, do this, you know, whatever. Whenever my mind's going a million miles per second. So yeah, that's all been going. And then lastly, what I've been trying out is just new apps. You know, just in order to make sure that I'm always on the new latest trends, just experimenting with them. I actually now have a calendar reminder to check once a week, you know, the Android Play Store, see what's going on top free apps. So, for example, on Monday, I downloaded Musical.ly. Not if you haven't familiar with it, it's like a free app where people kind of just like put out videos, best way to describe it. And then you can kind of like discover through hashtags. And this is like, you can follow people that way. And it's just like video based, nothing else. Wasn't necessarily for me. Like, I tried it, went around a little bit, didn't create any content on it. Just trying to see like, oh, is this something I care about? But again, it makes sense. Don't, because video consumption, I actually don't consume as much video as I used to. That really dropped off. I now consume mostly audio, whether it be audiobooks or podcasts or speeches or whatever it may be, or music. It's always audio. Let's say, yeah, video consumption's down to like under 10%. So that particular platform wasn't for me. I think the only thing that does help with in terms of audio background, for example, I love that YouTube can play in the background. So there's obviously a lot of things that are on YouTube that are not on other audio forms. For example, last Friday, I didn't go out. Said I actually listened to Obama's Nelson Mandela Day speech. I think he gave that a week and a half ago in South Africa. And I was able to do it off. I was in my room, so I was able to do audio mirroring from my phone to my Google Home and just listen to the speech that way. Wasn't actually looking at it. I could, you know, I could have taken my laptop and looked at it, but it's just like, you know, it's, I don't know why. Just like, I don't need that. I'd rather just listen to it and then allow my head to kind of see like what's going on. And then like help interpret it and help me like synthesize it and process it that way. Also helps me, like, I can do other things, right? Like, oh, I need to organize my room while listening, or I need to, I don't know. I do a lot of organization. I'm constantly organizing my room. I think that's another big experimenting that I do. I'm constantly like rearranging and saying like, oh, does this work? Or like, you know, trying this for a few days. Again, I think the biggest reason why I keep that, it's always about optimization, trying to optimize my time, optimize my life. And I figure out what works and doesn't work by trying these different things. So yeah, really wanted to talk about these empaths. Focusing on the one that I relate the most with, which is the alchemist, the person who experiments. So I think that's it for now. As I said, I have a few more episodes coming down. Definitely want to debrief more about mindset and love of fate, talking about like there's a new framework that I've been thinking about and developing called the three P's, or to think relating more to. Again, I'll talk more about that in that episode. But yeah, that's it for today. I hope you go out there, crush it, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.